Welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is January 11th, 2021, and this is what's happening. Well, impeachment is in the news again. And last I checked my TV calendar, it's been exactly 1 year since our last impeachment. Apparently, impeachment is must-see TV. Soon they will start scheduling impeachments during Sweeps Week. And you thought Big Brother Political Edition was about our rush to socialism. Now, if you can get Pelosi and Trump in a house together for a week with cameras in every nook and cranny, yeah, I'd watch that. Well, let's unpack the merits of this recent impeachment. The Constitution says, when the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside. It then says, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. So, by the words of the Constitution, it does not provide for a trial of a former president. It says the president. Now, last I checked, we only have one president at a time. Kind of like marriage. When someone says, hey, you need to talk to the wife, they are not suggesting you call their ex-wife. Well, Article 11, Section 4 then states, the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. So again, impeachment is a mechanism to remove someone from office, not to disqualify a person from ever holding office again. Now, we do have a mechanism to prevent people from ever holding office again. It's called a vote. Yeah, we live in a democratic republic. If you don't want a lunatic to be president, then newsflash, here's what you should do. Don't vote for that lunatic. Not that it worked so well the first time, but hey, we're learning here. We're just learning as we go along. Well, this is relevant as per Senate rules, which cannot be changed absent a unanimous vote. The next time the Senate can meet again to consider new business is 1 p.m. on January 20th, or precisely 1 hour after the Biden presidency will have commenced. Now, I highly doubt the next administration will want to start its unity campaign, you know, the campaign to unify all Americans, bring them all back together. Yeah, that campaign, I don't think they want to start that campaign with an impeachment trial of the previous president, especially when it is doubtful that they can even impeach a former president. All right, but should the president be impeached? Well, it is relevant to note that the actual words he said, yeah, those words, they're protected speech. Now you might be saying, but Joel, I thought that inciting people to riot is not protected speech. You know, kind of like shouting fire in a movie theater. Well, you know what? You are smart. That's why you listen to my podcast and daily update. But Trump's words did not qualify as inciting or producing imminent lawless action. Now, here's what Trump actually said. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Yeah, that's hardly a call to imminent lawlessness. Now, was Trump stupid for not considering the age of rioting and looting in which we now live? Possibly, but his words were constitutionally protected. It would be a very dangerous precedent to now impeach someone just for the sole purpose that they can never hold elected office again for simply engaging in constitutionally protected speech. Now, I say, if you don't want him to be president again, here's what you should do. Don't vote for him next time. That's kind of how our system works. Well, that's our update for January 11th, 2021.